Chapter 25, Paul Appeals to Caesar. Now 3 days after Festus had arrived in the province, he went to Jerusalem from Caesarea, and the chief priests and the principal men of the Jews presented the charges against Paul, and they petitioned him, asking a favour against Paul, that he would summon him to Jerusalem, for they were preparing an ambush to kill him along the way. However, Festus answered that Paul should be kept in custody at Caesarea, and that he intended to go there soon. Therefore he said, "Let those who have authority among you come with me, and if there is anything amiss in this man, let them accuse him." And when he had stayed among them not more than 8 or 10 days, he went to Caesarea. And the next day he sat on the judgment seat and commanded Paul to be brought. And when he had arrived, the Jews that had come with him from Jerusalem stood round him, bringing against him many and grievous charges, which they could not prove. While Paul said in his defence, "Neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar have I sinned at all." But Festus, desiring to gain favour with the Jews, answered Paul and said, "Will you go up to Jerusalem and there be judged of these things before me?" But Paul said, "I am standing before Caesar's judgment seat, where I should be judged. To the Jews have I done no wrong, as you also very well know. If then I am a wrongdoer and have committed anything worthy of death, I do not object to dying. But if none of these things are true of which these men accuse me, no one can deliver me to them. I appeal to Caesar." Then Festus, when he had conferred with the council, answered, "You have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you shall go." Now when some days had passed, Agrippa the king and Bernice arrived at Caesarea and greeted Festus. And as they stayed there many days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king, saying, "There is a certain man left as a prisoner by Felix, about whom when I was in Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me, asking for sentence against him. To whom I answer that it is not the custom of the Romans to give up anyone before the accused has the accusers face to face and has had opportunity to make his defence concerning the matter charged against him. Therefore, when they gathered here, I did not delay, and the next day sat in the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought, concerning whom, when the accusers stood up, they brought no charge of such evil things as I supposed. Rather, they had certain questions against him of their own religion, and one Jesus who was dead, whom Paul affirmed to be alive. And I, being perplexed how to inquire concerning these things, asked whether he would go to Jerusalem and there be judged of these matters. But when Paul had appealed to be kept for the decision of the emperor, I commanded him to be kept until I should send him to Caesar." And Agrippa said to Festus, "I also would like to hear the man myself." "Tomorrow," said he, "you shall hear him." So the next day, when Agrippa had arrived and Bernice, with great pomp they entered into the place of hearing with the chief captains and principal men of the city. And at the command of Festus, Paul was brought in. And Festus said, "King Agrippa, and all men who are here present with us, you see this man, about whom all the crowd of the Jews made appeal to me, both at Jerusalem and here, crying that he should not live any longer. But I find that he had committed nothing worthy of death. And as he appealed to the emperor, I decided to send him. But I have nothing certain to write to my lord concerning him. Therefore I have brought him before you all, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after the examination has taken place, I may have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable to send a prisoner without specifying the charges against him."